Congress last week agreed to spend more than $500 million on military construction projects in Alaska. Most are in Fairbanks to prepare Eielson Air Force Base for the arrival of F-35 aircraft. The short-term spending bill Congress passed also has $155 million for a new radar system at Clear Air Force Station and $47 million for a drone hangar at Fort Wainwright. Jim Dodson, president of the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, says the projects are a big deal for Alaska's economy, especially if the work goes to in-state contractors.
We don't expect to get, 100% of the contracts, but Alaska should have a, let's just call it an equal shot at getting those contracts.
Dodson says he's talking to the Corps of Engineers to ensure that contract set-asides and bidding preferences don't inadvertently exclude Alaskans. He says, for instance, one contract has been set aside for contractors from historically underused business zones or hub zones.
In Fairbanks, there's only a very small, like a six-block area that's hub zone qualified. Not only does a contractor have to reside in the hub zone, but 30% of his employees, or his or her employees, have to reside in that hub zone. So that pretty well means that there's no contractor in Fairbanks, Alaska, that can competitively bid on that contract.
Most of rural Alaska, though, is considered a hub zone. The appropriations bill also has about $34 million for projects at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage.